Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Geospace Technologies Corporation, or GEOS, as it's listed on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this company, let me give you the quick rundown. Geospace Technologies is a player in the oil and gas equipment and services industry, operating within the broader energy sector. They specialize in designing and manufacturing seismic instruments and equipment used primarily for oil and gas exploration. Based in the U.S., they've carved out a niche in providing tech solutions for energy companies looking to map out subsurface structures. With a market cap that's on the smaller side for this sector, they're not a giant like some of the big energy service names, but they've got a specific focus that makes them interesting to watch. Let's dive into what's been happening with Geospace lately and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for long-term investors like us who are always hunting for value and growth. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, Geospace has had a mixed bag. Short-term, we're seeing some volatility with ups and downs over the past week and month. But when you zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there are signs of stabilization, though not exactly setting the world on fire compared to broader sector trends. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their latest product innovations in seismic tech, which could be a game changer if they gain traction with major oil and gas players. Additionally, earnings call summaries from the latest quarter highlight management's focus on cost control and expanding into adjacent markets, which caught my attention as a potential pivot for growth. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There are challenges too, and we'll unpack all of this as we go through the analysis. So grab a coffee and let's break down what makes Geospace tick and whether it's worth a spot in your long-term portfolio. Strengths: specialized niche in seismic tech. Geospace has a solid foothold in the seismic equipment space, which is a critical component of oil and gas exploration. Their expertise in this area gives them a competitive edge, especially as energy companies continue to rely on precise data for drilling decisions. This isn't just a commodity business, it's high tech, and they've built a reputation for quality. Strong balance sheet metrics. Digging into their financials, Geospace shows a decent current ratio and quick ratio, indicating they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Their debt-to-equity ratio is also on the lower side, which is a big plus for me as a long-term investor. I hate seeing companies bogged down by heavy debt loads. Positive free cash flow. Their free cash flow yield stands out as a strength. They're generating cash after covering capital expenditures, which means they've got flexibility to reinvest in growth or even return value to shareholders if they choose to. This is a key metric I always look at for stability over the long haul. Experienced leadership. Insights from the latest earnings call transcript reveal a management team that's laser-focused on operational efficiency. The CEO's commentary on streamlining costs while pushing for innovation gives me confidence that they're not just sitting on their hands, they're actively steering the ship. Weaknesses. Revenue growth concerns. Let's be real here. When I look at their income statements over the past few years, revenue growth isn't exactly inspiring. While there are pockets of improvement, it's inconsistent, and that's a red flag for a company in a cyclical industry like energy. If they can't show steady top-line growth, it's hard to get excited about their long-term potential. Profit margins under pressure. Both gross and net profit margins are not where I'd like them to be. This suggests they're struggling with either pricing power or cost management in a competitive market. For us long-term folks, thin margins mean less room for error if the energy sector hits a rough patch. Limited geographic diversification. Peeking at their revenue by region, a significant chunk comes from a few key markets. This lack of geographic spread makes them vulnerable to regional downturns or policy shifts in the oil and gas space. I'd feel better if they had a more balanced global footprint. Stock volatility. Even though we're not obsessing over day-to-day price swings, their short-term performance metrics show more volatility than I'm comfortable with. For retail investors, that kind of choppiness can be unnerving, even if you're in it for the long game. Opportunities. Innovation in product offerings. One thing that gets me pumped is their push into new seismic technologies, as highlighted in recent news. If they can capture more market share with cutting-edge tools, especially as oil and gas exploration gets more complex, they could see a nice bump in demand. This ties directly into long-term growth potential. Expansion into adjacent markets. Management mentioned in the earnings call that they're exploring opportunities beyond traditional oil and gas clients. Think industrial or even environmental applications for their tech. If they pull this off, it could diversify their revenue streams and reduce reliance on the volatile energy sector. Industry tailwinds. While geospace isn't leading the pack, the broader energy sector and their specific industry show signs of recovery in certain performance metrics over the past year. If oil prices stabilize or trend higher, exploration budgets could increase, and that's a direct win for a company like geospace. Undervalued forward valuation. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's on the lower side compared to industry averages. This suggests the market might not be fully pricing in their potential. For value investors like us, that's a signal to dig deeper. Could there be an opportunity to buy in before the crowd catches on? Threats, cyclical nature of energy sector. Let's not sugarcoat it. The energy sector is notoriously cyclical, and geospace is right in the middle of it. Any downturn in oil prices or reduction in exploration spending could hit their revenue hard. As long-term investors, we need to brace for these inevitable swings. Competitive pressure. The oil and gas equipment space isn't a solo act. Bigger players with deeper pockets could easily outmaneuver geospace on pricing or innovation. Their smaller market cap makes them less equipped to weather a price war or aggressive competition. Regulatory and environmental risks. With increasing scrutiny on fossil fuels, there's always a looming threat of tighter regulations or shifts toward renewable energy that could dampen demand for seismic equipment. Their revenue breakdown shows heavy reliance on traditional energy clients, so this isn't a small concern. Economic sensitivity. Broader economic slowdowns could trickle down to their clients' budgets. If energy companies tighten their belts, geospace feels the pinch. Their performance over longer timeframes shows they're not immune to macro headwinds, and that's something we can't ignore. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Geospace Technologies presents a bit of a mixed picture for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a specialized niche, a decent balance sheet, and some intriguing opportunities to innovate and expand. I'm particularly excited about their potential to tap into new markets beyond oil and gas. That could be a real turning point. On the flip side, the inconsistent revenue growth, thin margins, and heavy reliance on a cyclical industry make me cautious. The forward PE suggests there might be some value here, but you've got to weigh that against the very real risks of competition and regulatory shifts. For me, this isn't a slam dunk buy, but it's worth keeping on the radar, especially if they deliver on their innovation promises or if energy sector tailwinds pick up. As always, think about how this fits into your broader portfolio strategy. Don't chase short-term hype, but keep an eye on those long-term catalysts. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform for quick reference. Drop your thoughts on geospace in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on this one. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.